Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Personality Types, Shiur number 22. Today, we're going to talk about a chapter in the book Type Talk regarding the ABCs of determining someone's type. It is an art, it's a science, but it's something that everyone can do if they pay attention to it. And the main key, and we emphasize this all the way in the beginning, and we want to emphasize it again, the purpose of this is not to resort to name calling. It's not to put people in boxes. It's to accentuate the positive. It's to appreciate their strengths. It's to learn to celebrate differences rather than chas v'shalom mocking the differences. Always l'tayelas, for the opposite of lashon hara, which is lashon tov, for the opposite of ayin ra, which is ayin toiva. Personality type determinations and analysis is for the purpose of ayin toiva, of being done people lekav zchus, of being ma'ayir rachmim on them, and understanding in order to help them, in order to help relationships. Could sometimes it be used to protect yourself from harm when you know the negative aspects? Yes, if you do it with seichel and with a measure and with health. But overall, the purpose of this is only l'tayelas. Not to bash anybody, not to put them in boxes, not to say they'll never change. Everyone can change. Everyone can become better. Everyone can integrate. So that's one main point here. Now, as far as type watching, one needs to understand also that in different environments, people may seem different ways. So, for example, if you're in a work environment and you see people a certain way and you assume they're a certain type, they may not be that type. For example, if you see your boss and after some observation, you decide they're definitely a J, a judger. Why a judger? Why a J? Because the boss is super organized, makes endless lists, always on time, doesn't like when you don't do things her way. Sounds a lot like a J. Fine. But then she invites you to her house with a dinner with a bunch of friends or coworkers. In this new environment, she sounds and acts very differently. The dinner is late. The house is a little messier than you expected because you look at her desk at work, it's completely organized, and her house is sort of more of a mess. At work, she's more medactic. I need you to do this, this, and this time, and that time, and exactly this way, and not the other way. And over here, she ran out of white wine. No big deal. One of the couples canceled the last minute. She takes it with a laid-back attitude, which sounds like a P. So what is she? Is she a J like she looks like at work? Or is she a P the way she looks like at home when she invited you for dinner? It's not the same person I know in the office. Certainly, so now you're not so sure that your boss is a J per se. That's not uncommon. Doesn't mean you mistyped her. Doesn't mean you don't know how to type. It just means that you had access to only some of the information that made up that personality type. You had only a limited amount of data. If you always see a person only in a workplace, you may have a limited data and they may not be that type of personality. Maybe if you talk to them, you're very close with them, maybe you have more data that you would be able to have more information to do it. So this is the idea, to know that, to be open-minded and to recognize that. So, and behavior is also relative, for example. Some people may seem like an introvert compared to their spouse or child or friend, but because their extroversion is stronger, but you may be an extrovert too. Two extroverts can behave very, very differently. Even in extroverts, so some are way, way, way all the way outgoing, and some are not as much outgoing, but they're still both extroverts. So that's another thing. So, and the idea is also not to type a person and put them in a box, like we said. Someone may be quiet and withdrawn with family. And then all of a sudden with friends, they're gregarious, they're outgoing, they're loud. So what's going on here? Some people are a tough nut to crack in the office. They're very rigid. And then they're softy at home. So to understand typing, you need to be flexible, allow room for new information about the person, learn about them. Now, for P's, by the way, it's easier to do this. If you're a perceiver, means you're open-ended, you're more likely to get taken. I'm going to take in new information, and maybe it's not the way it always is. But if you're a J, it's harder for you because you like the Paskin already. You want a Paskin. This person's this type. Bing. That's it. So as a J, if you are a J, a judger, and you like closure, it may be harder for you to be open-minded and say, hey, maybe the person is not that way. You see someone at work, a certain type, as a J, you'll be more likely to say, fixed in your head, okay, they're this type. While if you're a P, you may say, wait a minute, maybe there's more information, and so on and so forth. So let's begin with certain obvious things. An extrovert and introvert, generally speaking, those two are not so hard to detect. So give us an example. You're on an airplane, you're middle of the three seats there. Okay. On your left, there's an individual who wants to engage with you in conversation. You're not receptive to their overtures, but they want to engage you in conversation. And by the time the fasten seatbelt sign goes off, you know where she's going, what she will do when she gets there, what her husband does, how her son is doing in school, and why. And in the process, you manage to only reveal your name and that's it. And she seems oblivious to your yawns. It could be assumed safely that she's an extrovert. That's the person on your left. The person on your right is an individual you find intriguing. Something about the way he looks or the way he's reading, and you try starting up a conversation. Are you traveling on business, you ask? He smiles and replies only yes and continues reading. You try again. You go to the coast often, and again, pleasant. But brief answer, no, not much. How about you? What? How about you? Basically, this person on your right is an introvert, avoiding talking a length by asking questions to you, putting the onus on you to carry the conversation. And after a few minutes of listening and responding with your friendly chatter, he lays down his books, he excuses himself, and he closes his eyes. So that message is clear. That person is an introvert wishing to be alone. So extrovert-introvert is relatively easy to spot. You could still be fooled. For example, the man on your right that seemed to be introverted may have spent a whole day lecturing and consulting, and they're tired now. They're an extrovert who's burned out, and they're tired, so they're quiet now because they're exhausted. They may be an extrovert that's exhausted may look like an introvert, but they're an extrovert, so you may be still wrong. But overall, you could assume that they're an introvert. Another difference between an extrovert and an introvert, aside from their outgoingness and level of that, is their difference in energy levels. When you're an extrovert, you tend to increase and become even more enthusiastic as the conversations develop. While if you're an introvert, your energy tends to decrease and it drains out of you, leaving you feeling depleted, although you try not to let that on that that's happening. Extroverts speak more loudly than introverts. Like introverts want to hush up extroverts. They don't always do so, but they want them to tone down a little bit. And extroverts tend to speak quicker. Introverts tend to hesitate, think before they speak, generally speaking. Introverts understate a point. Extroverts often overstate the point, or they often repeat their points. Extrovert uses more nonverbal communication. They wave their hands more. Their facial movements are more. Introverts appear more aloof and reserved. So that is the introvert and extrovert difference. Now, how do you spot J's and P's, judges and perceivers? That's also pretty easy to spot. Now, what's interesting, they put a side point here about supermarkets. They're designed for both judges and perceivers. The aisles are organized. That's a J. They're organized. The cans are neatly stacked. There's a directory on the wall. There's signs. Each row has whatever it has. That's a very appealing for a J, very organized. But for a P, at the end of each aisle, for example, or at the cash register, there's a variety of impulse purchases, often several products thrown in together in a single basket, special bargains. That's a P type of thing. So they cater to both. So let's go back to that airplane scenario. The woman on your left, who you presume is an extrovert, opens up her briefcase. very orderly in the briefcase. Pens, pencils are neatly lined up, papers are organized in a well-marked file folders, and tickets, glasses, everywhere seen seems to have their place. And instead of taking out work, she spends the next couple of minutes reorganizing everything, putting file folders in new orders, realigning pens and pencils, doing a systematic overhaul over the whole interior of her briefcase. It appears from the observing that this person is a judger. Go to the man on your right, opens his briefcase. Things look totally different. He pops his latch, the briefcase pops open, a remnant of old sandwich falls into his lap. It shows rays of paper in no apparent order, a pair of socks, pencils with no lead, half-written business letters. He rummages through, oblivious to the disarray, pulls out an agenda for his upcoming meeting that he reviews and stuffs it in his pocket. So you could assume this person is a perceiver. Again, you could be fooled. It's possible that a P, because of their adaptive nature, they sometimes will look like a J, and their briefcase will look very orderly. J's will have harder time, though, being less flexible. So that's one thing to understand. So while J's judges tend to remain focused on tasks and topics, perceivers more easily move from subject to subject. Sometimes their points seem to be scattered. Judges have a built-in time clock. Perceivers don't have that innate sense of schedules. P's, perceivers, are capable of generating alternatives to any situation. Plan A doesn't work, just try plan B. Plan B doesn't work, okay, plan C, plan D, plan E. Judgers have trouble with that. Plan A, oy, why doesn't it work? How could it work? We need to have it work. How can we figure it out? They're very reluctant to get to that plan B. Judgers, like their name suggests, give decisive opinions about things on most topics. They have an opinion, this, that, the other thing. P's are less likely to do so. And they usually ask a question with another question, right? So the judge will say, the problem with you P's is that you always answer a question with another question. And the P will say, is that bad? So that's I's and E's. Introverts and extroverts, J's and P's, judges and perceivers are easier to spot. What's harder to spot a little bit is the sensors and intuitives, the S's and the N's. They're a little harder to observe. Why? Because that's a preference that's in their minds a lot, how they gather information, right? Extroversion and introversion is visible to the world using words or how they behave. Same thing with judging and perceiving. But S's and N's, sensing and intuition, takes place inside, so it's more subtle. Here's an example. We took a flight with two friends. One was an S, a sensor. The other one was an N, intuitive. Both were white-knuckled flyers with fairly rough flight. There was a lot of turbulence, so they wanted to get, a land already. After a couple of hours, upon breaking through the clouds, the N, the intuitive, spots the runway and associates seeing the runway with being on the ground. So the N says, we're here already. The S recognizes, no, you're not here. We're not on the ground. We're not there until the wheels touch the pavement. And the S looks at the N and says, we're not there yet. See, that's a typical S-N distinction. N's see the cup half full, brimming with possibilities. S's see the half empty, less full of potential. S's are easier to spot. Sensors are easier to spot. Why? Because they take things literally. N's use their words in fast, fancy ways. S's are very literal. You ask an N, how was your day? And you could say, I spend the day trying to get my staff into shape and in general, just making just say, I organize my staff at work. S will say, I had a staff meeting at 9:15 and we met for an hour and a half and I talked privately with these two top salespeople and I negotiated their commission schedule and then we put into place for next month, da 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 da. Very concrete, down to earth, while the N is overall just general. If an S is an introvert, though, they may not be talkative. You see, if you're an introvert, it's harder to type them because they don't talk about themselves as much. Eventually, they'll reveal themselves, but it takes more time. So very often, it's harder to type an introvert than to type an extrovert. Here's another example of the difference between an S and N, the way they talk. Excuse me, where's the restroom? The S will say as follows. You know where the restroom is? I'll explain. Go through the green double doors. Turn immediately left. You'll pass the staircase and a sign that says caution. Doors open outward. Three doors past that is the director's office. The restroom will be the next door on your right. That's an S, a sensor talking. An N, how do I get to the bathroom? The N will say, just go through the doors and turn left. It's down the hall. You can't miss it. Very vague, very open-ended. And they think they gave you the whole picture. It's like the Yashar Yashar in Eretz Yisrael. Just go straight, no problem. Instead of going make a left here, make a right there. Right? How you doing? S will say, fine. Or tired. Or I have a headache. Very down-to-earth, concrete. And an N, how you feeling? What do you mean, how I'm feeling? He'll give a philosophical dissertation on life's goals and objectives and so on, and so on and so forth. The forest and the tree difference, that's the N and the S. The intuitives tend to look for meanings of events and experiences. Sensors, S's, tend to examine the various components of it. Sensors focus on what is. Because the what can be unsettling. Intuitives focus on what can be, find what is depressing. Sensors are impatient with big schemes and ideas. Intuitives are impatient with details. So that is how you spot an N and an S. To spot a T and an F, that's pretty difficult as well. But generally speaking, feelers are pleasers. Let's go back to those two airplane seatmates. The introverted gentleman on your right was pleasant, though. Didn't talk much, but tried to say yes, tried to say no, asked you questions, striving for harmony, even with strangers. They were trying to be polite. Probably an F. The extrovert on your left, while they talked a lot, but was blunt or harsh. For example, the woman on your left said she had her son has a problem in school, but she refused to have him transfer to a different math class because the teacher, even though the other teacher will understand his needs better, but in the long run, it'll help him cope with difficult people in the real world. So it's better that way. So you can see they're thinking in more logical, cold terms. So here's the idea. Thinkers think with objective clarity. Feelers seek harmony and with people. Feelers are situational and subjective. Thinkers tend to apply their decisions more consistently. Thinkers look at the cause and effect of their decisions. Feelers show more concern about how people feel about it. Both T's and F's have feelings, but feelers experience them, while thinkers just prefer to understand them. So that is an important yesod about type talking. Once you're into it and you understand it, it really helps. Again, you could use and misuse any type of skill. We're trying to train in these shiurim of how to use it the right way, how to use it to help people, how to use it to help yourself, how to use it to develop healthy relationships. Another big yesod over here is that if someone is not into it that much, it pays to learn about it, to develop an understanding of people. But if you go overboard with it, it can be an addiction. And you can go just talk in those terms. That's not healthy either. Because a human being is a human being. You need to look at the whole picture of a human being. And it's only an explanation. You can never make it as an excuse. A person can't say, I'm a tease. I'm a cold person. I can't have feelings for people. You know, you don't say that. Or I'm a J. This is my mind. My mind is made up. And that's who I am. End of story. No. The idea is that you work on your character. It can never be an excuse to just say, this is the way I am, and I can't help it. Everyone can improve. Everyone can integrate and become better in their own personality type to thrive and to become a balanced person and use all their midos for the best. Bracha v'atzlacha.